Amen. Well, it's certainly good to be in the house of the Lord on a beautiful Sunday. Amen. Thank God for breath in our body. Amen. You know that's borrowed breath, don't you? The Lord gave you that breath. That's why He gave the command, let everything that hath breath. Come on, it's borrowed. So He deserves our praise today. Since He gave it to us, come on, everybody can praise the Lord. Everybody can praise the Lord. Come on, you ought to open up your mouth. If you can't do nothing but whisper praise, you ought to give God a praise right now. Oh, come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. Woo! Come on, lift up your voice and give God praise. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. He deserves every bit of it that we can give Him. Hey, I'm not going to let them out praise ball players and hockey players. I'm not going to be ashamed of who and what I am in God. If they can get excited over a pigskin and a ball player, they ain't never done nothing for them. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to shout and get excited, and I'm going to get loud. Don't you be ashamed to be a shouter and a praiser of the Lord. I'm not going to let some idolater give God more praise. That's what they are. They are idolaters. Amen. I'm not going to let them out praise. I'm not going to let them out shout me. I'm not going to let them give more energy to what they praise. I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm not going to be ashamed of who I am today. Some of you need to quit being ashamed of what you are. Don't you be ashamed of this church. Don't you be ashamed that this is a loud church. Be glad this thing's not dead. My Lord, boy, I just felt that in my crawl. Don't you hang your head because you're part of a loud church. Well, I'm worried about what they gonna think. Don't worry about what they think. They knew what they was getting into when they walked in here. They want this. That's why they're here today. Praise God. If we're not going to be Pentecostal, take it off the sign. Pentecost is loud. Pentecost is vocal. And I'm glad I'm a real Pentecostal. Hey, we are the genuine. We're not a cheap knockoff. You got the real thing today. Yay! Well, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter number 3. Well, the Holy Ghost is sure here today. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Give honor today to your good pastor. Amen. I love and appreciate Brother and Sister Moats, their entire family. Amen. They just my kind of people. Love them very, very much today and honored to call them my friends. Amen. Appreciate their children. Amen. A reflection of what they are. Amen. Brother Darren Moats and his wife. Amen. Appreciate their ministry, the work of the Lord that they have done over the years. Amen. God's got His hand on them. Love them very, very much. And just again, the entire family, we love them today. Give honor to all ministry in this church today. I give you honor today. Appreciate you. Thank you for being a help to your pastor. Amen. Thank you for being a blessing in the kingdom of God. Then all the good saints of God. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. Amen. For loving the things of God and the work of God. And I'm excited about what the Lord has got in the days to come for Calvary Pentecostal Church. I'm looking forward to going over there and looking at that building today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why don't we just give the devil a bad day today? He tries to give us a bad day every day. Why don't we just give him a bad day today? Thank you, Jesus. Love my wife. Glad she's here this morning. Feeling a lot better. Amen. Love her. Just a few more days. We got that New Holland coming. Praise God. Amen. At New Holland. Amen. We're going to find us a shirt or something. Praise God. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. Some of y'all probably quote this today. Now unto him that is able. Everybody say able. To do. That able wouldn't mean nothing if it didn't have that to do there. I'm glad he's not just able, but I'm glad he does. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, here's revelation, that worketh in us. Hey, you got power when you got the Holy Ghost. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have power. Boy, I'm already preaching. Amen. You got to have the Holy Ghost. If I didn't have the Holy Ghost today, I wouldn't leave here tonight talking in tongues. Because that power wants to work in you today. Did you know God wants to work through you? I'm going to get back to this, but God wants to work through us. There's souls that you can win to God that nobody else can. The power of God wants to touch your life in such a way to change you, yes, but to help you reach somebody else. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Matthew chapter number 9, very quickly I'm going to take you there. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. And today, by the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach real fast. I hope you'll listen fast today. But I just simply want to talk to us about his divine ability. Divine ability. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's ask the Lord to have his way in the remainder of this service. Come on, let's lift up our voices. If it's appropriate, reach over, make a connection with somebody. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift up those voices all over this. Oh, come on, let that voice be lifted to the Lord. I believe you, God. I believe you, God. Oh, I believe you, God. Do a work in this house today. Take this feeble vessel. Help me. Help me today, God. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Abel is having the power, the skill, or the means or opportunity to do something. Having considerable skill, proficiency, or intelligence. It is the possession of the means to be able to get it done. Skill in a particular area. No doubt in all of our lives we have worked on jobs and had positions and such where we have had somebody kind of breathe down our neck before and we've wondered if we were doing it to their liking or not. And maybe we just had to open up our mouth and say, well, I'm doing it to the best of my... Oh, yeah. Amen. There's a bunch of us that we've had to say that a time or two in our life, that we are doing it to the best of our ability. Amen. That is such a human statement. here today. And it is one that we use at times when we feel like maybe we're not getting the job done as good as someone's expecting it to be done. And we make that statement because it leaves a little margin for our human inability. Human ability today is pretty impressive when you begin to study into it, just even over the last 100 years. And the longer I live, the shorter 100 years sounds to me. Amen. But over the last 100 years, man has made incredible achievements. We have gone from horses and buggies and such to now we have the automobile and trains and supersonic flight that takes place. The first supersonic flight was in 1969. That was the very first one. And some of y'all just felt real old. The first commercial jet flight between London and Johannesburg took place in 1952. Was anybody in here born before 1952? Amen. Before 1952? Was you born before 1952? Amen. So you've lived to see some history take place. The first pacemaker. Anybody in this room got a pacemaker? Amen. There's a few pacemakers in the building. My daddy's got a pacemaker. Amen. I'm not trying to out nobody. But that was invented in 1958. That's fairly new technology that's inside of y'all. The first heart transplant took place. The man by the name of Wyshynski in South Africa. He was the recipient of the first human-to-human heart transplant, and he regained consciousness following the operation. I guess that would be the goal, is to regain consciousness. Amen. 1967 was when that took place. Amen. Our dear sister toward the back, amen, just was so gracious in that she donated a part of her liver to little Avonlea. And if you've not heard any reports on that baby, they released her from the hospital. Amen. Praise God. They got her under observation, but she's looking good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But amazing that man's ability that they could take a portion of her liver and put it inside of a baby whose body's liver failed. And that baby has got its color back and looking good and looking healthy. Amen. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me. Programmable computers came along. I was really surprised when I read when that took place. But around 1936 was the programmable computer. The first email was sent in 1971. The invention of the compact disc. Some of you young people don't even know what that is. The compact disc was in 1980. That was the year I was born. Amen. That was a good year. Praise God. Amen. Man has got a lot of ability today. We could go on and on and on about the achievements of man and what man has been able to do. And yet man, in all of his abilities, sometimes he fails to acknowledge that if it weren't for God giving him a brain in the first place, he wouldn't have been able to come up with any of it. It was God that gave him the capacity to be able to create and do something. But man can't create anything except he uses the raw materials that God gave him. That pacemaker, he might have figured out how to make it work in somebody's body, but they had to use raw materials that God gave them in order to make the pacemaker. This pulpit was built by somebody very intelligent, somebody very artistic was able to make this pulpit, but he wouldn't have had the wood to do it if it wasn't for God. Amen. There's some things that transcend man's ability today. And as much as I'm impressed with what man can do, as much as I'm impressed with what some of you good people are able to do, amen, I'm telling you today, nothing will ever transcend God's ability. Nothing will ever trump what God is able to accomplish and do. Man on his best day cannot do it better than God. Well, thank you, Jesus. We used to sing an old song, said, "It's no secret." Yeah, say the rest of it. What he's done for others, with arms wide open, he'll. Yeah, it is no secret what God can do. Amen. Our God's got power today. Our God's got ability today. I know sometimes what we read in this Bible seems so far removed from us, seems so far and distant. It seems dusty to us. Amen. But the same Jesus that turned the water to wine, that healed the sick, that raised the dead, that's the same Jesus that's in this house today. Them goosebumps you've been feeling this morning, that presence of God that you've been feeling in here today, that's not the air conditioner, that's not emotionalism, that is the presence of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, let's give Jesus worship. Oh, praise God. Amen. We could go on and on and talk about the miracles of the Lord. Amen. But what has the Lord done for you personally? Amen. There are miracles that are sitting in this room today. The greatest miracle that God ever worked in your life was when he saved your soul. The greatest miracle he ever wrought in your life was the day or the night that he filled you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Anybody got the Holy Ghost in this house today? Amen. If you got the Holy Ghost, you are a living miracle of the power of God. But there's a host of miracles represented in this room today. Amen. The Lord has worked miracles of healing for people in this house. God's ever healed your body? Stand to your feet real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. You come too late to tell me that the power of God's still not able to heal. You come too late to tell me that Jesus Christ is not a healer. Amen. You come too late to tell me that God is not able. He is able. Somebody shout, he's able. There's big needs that are represented in this room, even this morning. I'm talking about needs that are beyond what just were attested to when you stood up and said, God's worked a miracle for me. There's needs for miracles in this room today. There are big needs that are in this room here this morning. Needs that are beyond us personally. We are trying to do something about it, but we can't get anything done about it. We want to put our hands on it, but every time we do, it just gets a little worse. And we realize that if God don't do it, if God don't intervene, it's not going to be fixed. It's not going to be taken care of. There's some of them needs in this room right now. Right now, there's some needs in this room that if God don't intervene, if God don't move, it's going to get bad. It's going to get worse. Amen. But I want to tell you here today that you are in the right place. You're in the right house. Oh, it don't matter how bad it looks. We've got a God that is able today. Bible said that when Jesus was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, hey, you came to church this morning, you came to Jesus. When you came in this house today, you came to Jesus. Do you know that the people that you're surrounded by right now make up the body of Christ? When you came to the church, that's why the devil don't want you coming. Because when you come to church, you come to Jesus. When you come to the house of the Lord, you come to where Jesus inhabits the praises of his people. And when you come into the presence of the Lord, there's great things that can happen in your life. These men came to where Jesus was. And if you'll come to where Jesus is, Jesus will talk to you. Jesus will speak to you. Jesus will minister to you. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this. And they gave a response. It's not good enough just to come to church. You got to give a response. It's not good enough just to come, go through the motions, and leave the same way you came. You got to give a response. You got to respond to what God's been talking to you about. You got to respond to what God's been telling you. Oh, come on. You got to respond to that. Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. That word able there. I don't speak Greek today, but I do know how to study a little bit. And the word able comes from the Greek word dunamai. Thayer's definition of that is simply to have power, whether by virtue of one's own ability and resources or of a state of mind through favorable circumstances or by permission of law or custom. And the simplest is just simply to be able to do something. And when Jesus looked at them, he spoke to them in Greek, most likely, or Aramaic, possibly. Amen. He looked at those men and said, do you believe that I am dunamai? Do you? Oh, that sounds kind of like dynamite, don't it? Amen. Dunamis is actually where we get the word dynamite from. That's the word that means power. That's the one that's used in Acts 1 and 8 that says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That is a merger between God's ability and man. Amen. When you get the Holy Ghost, God joins with you and says, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you dunamis that you might see the ability of God. Amen. That word able, it's akin to the word power, dunamis. Amen. When he said, do you believe that I have the dunamai to do this? He was being very pointed, very direct in what he was asking those people. Amen. I want to just remind us very simply, very humbly here today that God is able. God is able. I know some things look like insurmountable odds to us. It looks so big to us, but God is able. Your ability has fallen short. My ability has fallen short, but I want to tell you again today that God's ability never falls short. His ability does not fail. Now unto him that is able. His ability is understood today. He is powerful. He is mighty today. He is great today. Now unto him that is able. Amen. When you face those situations, you just need to speak to it and say, my God is able. It don't have to be gone yet. It don't have to be changed yet. You just got to speak faith. Amen. God can back up his ability today. Oh my Lord, God can back up what he says today. I feel like I'm bumping against some unbelief in this house today. Oh, I feel it in this room this morning. But I come to preach some faith back into your tired spirit. Our God's able. Our God's able. Oh yeah, God is able. Come on, let's worship him. Let's worship him for a moment. Come on, I feel the witness of the Holy Ghost in here today. I feel the witness of the Holy Ghost in here today. Woo! God can back it up, brother. I know the devil feels like he's got you painted in the proverbial corner, but I'm telling you today, God's fixing to bust you out of that corner. God's fixing to get you out of the corner. You know, this book holds obviously much significance, but this book is a testimony of what God can do. It is a testament. It's got two of them in it, old and new. And that testament is a testimony of God's ability. When you pick it up and you read Genesis 1 and 1, it does not try to plead with you and convince you God's real. It don't try to convince you that the things you're about to read are true and correct. It doesn't do that. When you read this book, you just understand that what God said He did, He did it. He did it. And when I preach what this book says God can do, I get results from it. Because God has not changed. Oh, come on, boy, I felt something just kind of push back on that. I'm telling you, what God did back then, God can do it again today. What God did in yesteryear, God can do it again in 2024. He's able to do. God can back up His ability today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never forget, we were in a revival in southern Alabama. Amen. My wife got a bad infection. I'm talking about one that could put you in the hospital, infection. And the pastor and I walked into the room where she was sick in the bed, and we laid hands on her, prayed for her, and I'm telling you, it was almost instant. There was visible redness on the flesh where the infection was located. And literally, God touched her. It was almost an instantaneous miracle. God touched and healed her body. I'm not telling you something I read out of a storybook or a testimony book. I got a few of my own. I got a few testimonies of my own of what God can do. Don't you push back on me this morning and tell me God can't do it, honey. I know better. I know what God can do. Oh, I want to hit that devil in the nose today. God is able. God is able. Amen. You need to look at whatever's troubling your mind today and just shout it back in its face. It's been screaming at you. It's been talking to you enough. It's time for you to open up your mouth and talk back to it and say, God is able. Come on, God can do it. God can turn it around. Hallelujah to God. Ooh, I feel a boldness in the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel a boldness in the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. I'm tired of listening to the devil. I'm tired of listening to what the enemy's got to say. Hey, it's time for the devil to sit down and listen to what God can do. It's time to pay attention to what God is doing. Woo! Come on, lift up your voices again to the Lord. I'm almost there. Somebody needs to grab a hold of your faith and blow the dust off of it and realize the things that God told you is going to happen. It's going to happen. Don't lose heart. It's going to happen. Woo! Woo! My hey, ta-ta-ta-la-ma. I'm talking to some precious saints of God. The wind's been knocked out of you. I know what I feel in the Holy Ghost. The wind's been knocked out of you. But God's come to breathe into you. The Holy Ghost come to give you some CPR today. Hey, rise up and know that God is still able. He can do it today. It's exceeding abundantly. It goes above and beyond what we can do. It's an abundance beyond. One translation said, and to him who is able above all things. That means if man can do it, God can do it better. If God is able today, then you ought to shout like he's able. You ought to praise like he's able. You ought to believe like he's able. He's able. It's not a matter of if God can. It's a matter of if we can find the mind of God and then believe God can do it. It's not a matter of if God can. Y'all can sit down for just a minute. I'm almost done. There's given to us exceeding great and precious promises today. His ability is connected to our willingness. Our willingness to go along with what God is telling us to do. Amen. We talk big sometimes about how much we want God to work. And then when God asks us to do something simple, we balk at it. Amen. Don't balk at what God tells you to do. Do that and then watch God do what you can't do. Be obedient to what God's asking you to do. Well, somebody needs to get that in their mailbox today. If you do the menial stuff and the little stuff that God's asking you to do, the big stuff you want God to do will just happen. Oh, Jesus. There's given to us exceeding great and precious promises today. Willingness on our part engages the willingness of God to move for us. Hallelujah. You know that that's really a reciprocal thing. Hallelujah. Our faith moves the heart of God. Our willingness. Amen. That's why I don't tarry long with people that I'm praying for that won't even lift their hands if they're asked to lift their hands. Because if you can't lift your hands, whenever a preacher asks you to lift your hands, I'm not pointing at nobody in this church. I'm just saying, example today. If you can't lift your voice or lift your hands, how do you expect to get the Holy Ghost? If you can't be obedient in that little bitty thing. And furthermore, I ain't never seen nobody get the Holy Ghost that wouldn't lift their hands or wouldn't lift their voice. Praise God. Amen. And it's not a question if God can do it. Don't look around and say, well, there's something wrong with the church if somebody don't get the Holy Ghost in that service. It's not the church's fault if somebody don't get the Holy Ghost. It's not the preacher's fault if somebody don't get the Holy Ghost. If you want the Holy Ghost, you can get the Holy Ghost. If you'll repent of your sins and let go and let God, you'll get the Holy Ghost. And the Lord's looking at us just like he looked at them blind men. Are you believing that I can do this? Do you believe that I am able? I'm almost done. Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Modern English, that'd be, yes, sir. Mississippi vernacular, be, yes, sir. Notice, they were not healed yet. Matter of fact, I don't think anybody that was blind had ever been healed up to that point. Those eyes could not see yet. And Jesus posed the question, do you believe that I am able to do this? Never seen anybody get healed of blinded eyes, but yes, Lord. Matter of fact, I do believe you can do it. Hey, whether or not God can do it is not predicated on whether you've seen him do it or not. Whether or not God's going to do it is predicated on whether or not you believe he's going to do it. Even if you hadn't seen the miracle yet, honey, if you can turn your faith loose and say, Lord, I hadn't seen it come yet. I hadn't seen it happen yet. But Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I'm telling you, you're that much closer to a miracle. You're that much closer to a move of God. You're that much closer to a breakthrough if you'll just say, yes, I believe. Sometimes we're like the people of Mark 9. They said, if thou canst do anything. If thou canst do anything. That was just saying, if you're able to do anything. The Lord flipped that thing around on them. He turned it around. He let them know that it's not a matter of if I can do it. It's if you can believe. It's not a matter. You're trying to turn it around and say, well, it's God's fault. It ain't happened yet. Nope. I'm talking to somebody that's offended right now. I'm talking to somebody that's offended right now because you ain't got your miracle yet. You hadn't seen it change yet. I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. You have not seen it turn yet. You hadn't seen it remedy yet. And you're offended in your spirit. And the devil's trying to get you to quit church and to backslide. It's not a if God can. It's if can you. Can you really believe? Can you get offense out of your spirit? Can you get hatred out of your heart? It could be that the offense is what's holding the miracle up. It could be the fact that we're offended that's hindering the miracle from happening. Amen. You know, folks can get offended at God. Oh, no. Yep. People can get offended at God. Now, a lot of times we want to blame this guy right here. They want to say, well, I'm offended at the pastor. No, really, you're offended at God. Don't hang your hats on the pastor and blame everything on him. When things aren't moving and things aren't changing, don't point your finger and say, well, it's the preacher's fault. Don't do that. Why don't you look in the mirror? Why don't you take a gander in the mirror? Why don't you look at yourself and do a little self-inventory and say, well, have I allowed something to get in my craw and to get in my spirit that would hinder the flow? Ooh, Jesus. Hey, quit being offended at God. Do you hear me? Quit being offended at God. Quit getting crossed up when things don't go the way you want it to go. Shake loose of that and realize it's not a matter of if God can take care of this. It's not a matter of if God can tend to it. I'm telling you what I feel right now in my spirit. God's getting ready to tend to some business. God's getting ready to tend to some business. God's getting ready to tend to some things. Amen. We just got to put it in God's hands. Let God work out all the details and say, all right, yes, Lord, I believe you can. Yes, Lord, I believe you will. Lord, get me out of the way and do your thing. Quit approaching God with an if. Quit approaching God with an if. Quit approaching God with doubt and unbelief. And say, yes, I believe you can. Well, what about the fact that it hadn't changed yet? And I've been praying about it for so long. Hula mahasataya. Kiala mahakandaya. What about the fact that I'm still hurting and I'm still dealing with things that I don't feel like I should have to deal with? I'm putting up with stuff I don't think I ought to have to put up with. I'm having to look at things I ought not to have to be looking at. And it don't seem like it's changing. It don't seem like it's moving. Look, it's not always because of something we did. Sometimes God's just doing his thing. I don't understand all the ways of God. I don't understand why God shows up 4 days late. I don't understand why God tarries sometimes the way he does. But he is God, and I am the creature. I am something he created. And it's not my responsibility to castigate God. It's my responsibility to believe God. Can the creature say to the thing that created him, why have you made me thus? Who are you to question God? Well, I feel like I'm pushing on something this morning. But who are we to question God? Amen. God is sovereign. What God allows, we don't always understand. But if we can put it in God's hands, if we can trust Him and release our faith and our confidence, I'm telling you what I feel this morning. There's greater blessings coming. There's greater miracles coming. Just because it hasn't changed yet, just because it hasn't remedied yet, just because it doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out instantaneously, does not change one thing about God's ability and what God can do today. His power to heal, His power to deliver, His power to set free, His power to save and lift up today is not stymied 1 ounce because there's sick people sitting in this room. It's not stymied one bit because there's problems with people's lives in this room right now. I'm telling you, that has set the stage for God to do something in your life. We don't always see Him heal, but it don't mean He can't do it. We don't always see things turn out the way we want them to, but it doesn't mean God don't have the ability to turn it on a dime. I'm telling you, you can be watching a circumstance in your life right now, and it looks like a fire that's out of control. It looks as though it's never going to get better. It just seems like it daily gets worse. But I'm telling you today in the Holy Ghost that God is able to take it from the ashes. It might burn to the ground, but I'm telling you, God can take it from the ashes. Because we serve a God that made the earth out of the dust. Matter of fact, He made the earth out of nothing. He's the only one that can take nothing and make something out of it. Then He turned around and took dust, not dirt, dust, and made you and me out of that. So don't tell me today that if your situation is burning and burning to the ground, that God cannot reach into the ashes of it all. Well, I'm trying to help somebody this morning, if you'll let me. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. You're about to give up on God. You're about to make one of the worst mistakes of your life. You're considering throwing in the towel and quitting and backsliding and turning bitter against the church and God. I'm telling you, don't do that. Stay with it. Stay with it. Don't be offended. Stay with it. God's getting ready to move. Come on, lift up your hands to the Lord this morning. Come on, drop your offense today. God, that's not even in my notes today. I'd give you a copy of these notes if you don't believe me. There's things I'm saying today that's not in these notes. I'm telling you, drop the offense against God and just believe. God, you're able. God, you're able. It ain't changed yet, but God, I believe you're able. You're able. You're able. You're able. When those blind men responded, and I'm closing, Sister Holland, if you want to come to the music, or somebody, anybody. When those men responded with a yes, Lord. When those men, Jesus didn't even tell them, I'm going to heal you. Jesus just asked them, do you believe I can do it? He didn't tell him, I'm going to heal you today. He just asked him, do you think I can? And when they responded correctly, boy, I keep feeling it in my spirit. Somebody needs to respond correctly today. Somebody needs to respond correctly to your trial. Somebody needs to respond correctly to what you're going through. I'm telling you today, it's not a question of if God can. God can. God needs you to have confidence and faith in him that he's going to do it. Those blind men had no guarantee, and they simply said, yes, Lord. We complicate it. We complicate it. And we think that it's got to be some flash in the pan for God to turn it around. I'm telling you, God can touch you in this house today. And when you get home, things can be different than the way they were when you left home to come to this church. It don't take God long today. It don't take God long today. And God just needs a yes. He needs a yes out of your spirit. He needs a rejection today of the offense in your spirit. Oh Lord. He needs you to push back against the things that's pushed in on you and told you to give up on the church and give up on God. You need to push back against that and say, no, my hope is in the church. My hope is in God. And if God never blesses me, I'm still going to trust him. If God never comes through, if God never turns it around, I'm still going to bless him. I'm still going to trust him. Because I believe he's able. Prophetic word flowed when Jesus healed those men. They were completely healed. Their blinded eyes was open. Prophecy flowed at that very moment because it was declared that the Messiah would open the blinded eyes. And they were the first recipients of blinded eyes to be opened in Scripture. The prophetic wants to flow in this house today. Things that God has spoken over your life that you have given up on, I'm here today to revive that in your spirit. Don't be offended because it hasn't happened yet, but rather trust God and declare in the face of your heartache, God is able. God is able. God can. Lift your hands to the Lord. Oh, lift up your voices to the Lord. Woo! Come on, these altars are open this morning. Maybe it hasn't happened for you yet. Maybe it hasn't changed. I know I've come on strong today. I make no apologies for how I preach today. I've not tried to be offensive today. I know I've come on strong, but I have felt this in my spirit. Amen. God is able. God is able. But you got to overcome some obstacles in your spirit. You got to overcome some obstacles in your heart. Come on. Come on, give it to God today. Come on, give it to God today. Let go of the offense today. Hey sis, let go of that offense. Let it go today. Brother, let go of the offense. You may not have breathed it to anybody. You may not have spoken to anybody. Hey, but it's been in your heart. Let it go today. Embrace his divine ability. Let God not only heal your body, let God heal your spirit today. Come on, why don't you join up with somebody? Pray. Come on, brother. Brother with brother. Sister with sister. Come on. His divine ability is in the house today. His divine ability is in the house today. Atayada la la mokoshata. Shikataya la 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 mohosotoya dabaya. Come on, backsliding's not an option. Quitting and throwing in the towel's not an option. Come on, get determined. No matter what, no matter what, I'm going to trust his divine ability. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Do you believe God can fill you with the Holy Ghost? Yes, Lord. Do you believe God can heal you today? Yes, Lord. Do you believe God can turn the hurt into a healing? Yes, Lord. Come on, make that your cry today. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.